What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Ink Minute. I'm your host, Burson, and today we're going dungeon crawling with Dungeon Draft. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a little while now. I recently got introduced to this game, Dungeon Draft, and I knew that I wanted to talk about this game in some capacity at some point on the podcast. Lo and behold, late 2023, early 2024, Ryan and the good folks at Upper Deck are promoting slash reviving slash bringing back Dungeon Draft. They're doing streams. They're doing talks about it online. And I had to be a part of it in some small way. I had to be a part of this. Commuters, listeners, New York Minute podcast listeners, this is the best game on Upper Deck Store. It really is. And I've known that for a long time now. So I reached out. I said, hey, can I talk about this? Can you send me a copy of this game, please? And Ryan and the good folks at Upper Deck responded in kind. Yeah, we'll get you on. Don't worry about it, man. Do your thing over there in podcast land. And so I'm now taking this copy of Dungeon Draft. I'm going to open it. We're going to look through the rule book, and hopefully you get something out of this. Hopefully you get convinced that you should be crawling through the dungeons, because this is honestly one of the, if not the best game you could be buying from the Upper Deck market. Honestly. We're going to get into this. Let's open this pack, man. Let's open this box. I'm going to read the back of the box here. It says, pull up a chair and get ready to go deep into the dungeon. Players will use epic weapons and heroes to defeat terrifying monsters. The catch. The only way to gain these remarkable items is to draft them from the community deck before your opponents. Upper Deck delivers a strategic drafting game built for those who love to, wait for it, draft. We've talked about draft here on the podcast, but mainly for Versus 2 PCG. But this is so easy to approach. And the concepts that we've touched on still apply to the game, which is why I thought you guys would enjoy it. It says that the game is 2 to 5 players for 20 to 30 minutes. I'd say it's closer to 45, and then ages 14 and up. So a huge majority of you guys on the podcast can already enjoy the game. Let's open this box up. All right. When you open this box, you get some counters here, gold, experience. There's 4 sleeves of cards that you need to play, of course, and the rule book, which is what I was most excited for. All right, we're gonna try and get through this rule book. There's a couple things that I think you need to know before you actually jump in. Right off the bat, the rule book itself is only 6 pages, so there isn't that much information to know for just starting your first couple games with it. This will end up being a great way to just jump into games like this. This is like an entry-level, base-level draft game. And the more you play, the more experienced you are, then you can jump into other games like this. But this is like the perfect stepping-off platform. Overview. Let's go over the overview. It says, over the course of 4 rounds, so it's not that long. It's not a long, drawn-out game. It's super quick, right to the point. You can play 2 or 3 in a session. Perfect for in-between other games. Over the course of 4 rounds, 2 to 5 players will draft heroes and weapons and use them to defeat monsters and complete quests in an effort to earn the most XP. Think of that as like your victory points or the points you need to win the game. Whoever has the most at the end of the 4 rounds is declared the winner. You will use gold to recruit the heroes and weapons you draft, which you earn through the game. And recruiting heroes and weapons allow you to defeat monsters with attack, which get you more gold, get you more XP, get you to winning the game. Okay, so this is saying you draft everything. You have quests, which are like these special secret side missions that you're playing towards to get more gold and XP. And everybody has like a quest they're trying to achieve, or a goal outside of drafting good cards that they're wanting to accomplish. You get 5 of those, you draft those, then you start drafting the cards from the draft deck. Yeah, you get 7, everybody gets 7. You take one, pass it to the left. And then it goes left, right, left, right. Gameplay, 4 rounds of drafting and killing monsters and earning XP and gold. And then in the draft phase, 7 cards get pass to every player face down. You take one you like and you pass it to the left. Rounds 1 and 3. And then in 2 and 4, you pass it to the right. After all the cards are drafted in that hand or in that round, then you would enter the play phase where you play all the cards that you took. Players may play any number of cards during their turn, provided they have the resources to do so. Okay, so it's showing this Sword of Kings, which is a weapon, and it costs 6. So you need 6 gold, right? Yeah. You need 6 gold to play the Sword of Kings. It has a weapon icon, which is the signifier that it's a weapon. And then the Sword of Kings has a gold production. That's in the bottom left. Sometimes in this game, when you play an item or play a character and it sticks on the board, it has a little gold icon in the bottom left. And that means that you get gold for having that card out on the board at the start of every round. And that's really good if you're trying to like ramp into fighting bigger monsters or buying bigger weapons and items and things. So that's pretty cool. It doesn't help you fight. It doesn't give you attack. But that gold adds up rounds 3 and 4 for sure. I want to talk about monsters and quests and then we'll be done. Monsters, they have an attack value. And you need to meet or exceed that attack value to kill them. When you kill them, something big and splashy happens. Like Bomo, you have to fight him with 10 attack. But if you beat him, you get 10 XP and 10 gold. That's a lot. That's a lot of XP. They would go to the discard pile and then you finish your turn like normal. Quests. Quests I brought up earlier, they normally have like a requirement. Like this one is looking for bargains. You need 3 blue and 3 green, so 3 mage cards and 3 rogue cards, and then you can activate this quest. And what happens when you do that? Yeah, when you finish the quest, you get the XP that's associated with it, and most quests have an ability that's on them, like looking for bargain says all cards cost you 2 less gold to play. That's pretty strong. You start by drafting the quests. And based on the quest that you get, you draft accordingly, right? Like this one would have you drafting cards that cost 3, maybe 4 gold, reduced by 2, so that you can play a faster, like, get out there, go wide with cards kind of deal. Some would have you care about weapons. Some would have you care about beating monsters, things like that. And then at the end of game. And end of game is after 4 rounds, you tally up your XP. Whoever has the most XP wins. And in a tie, whoever played more cards wins. And if the game is still tied at that point, then it's a draw. All right, that's the rule book. There's a couple things I touched on, but you'd be doing yourself a huge favor by reading it. It's only 6 pages. And I think that's it for Dungeon Draft, man. I'm excited to sleeve this up and play. I love this game so much, man. Love this game to death. The replayability is sky high. It's not that expensive on the marketplace right now. It's easy to play, easy to like pick up and go and like take a break, come back. It's quick. It's fun. The cards look good. The more you play this game, the better you get at it. The more you know what to look out for in the draft. The more you know to like, hey, gold production matters in the mid. Fighting monsters when it matters in the late game matters. And yeah, I think Commuter, I think you'd be doing yourself a huge service by having a copy of this in your game library for sure. I wish I had like a content creator code to give you to save 10%, but maybe next time, man. Yeah, do yourself the favor, go pick this up. I have a feeling we'll be seeing more of Dungeon Draft here in 2024, especially as we approach Gen Con, but I'm super, super, duper excited to have a copy of this game. And I have to thank Ryan and Upper Deck one more time. Thank you very, very much for this. I really appreciate it. And I hope to do more unboxing / reviews about random card games and things in the future. In the meantime, I'm your host, Bursa. This has been the New York Minute. Peace.